Greetings, 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 greetings. Murdoch back in the building. Just a few words. Yes indeed. Back to say these sermons. Tell the truth like it is, as the pastor would say. Just in a good mood today, just positive, and trying to send out some positive energy into the universe, as they say, and hopefully it is reciprocated. But apart from that, you know, just thinking as I do, being a thinker that I am, and like I said, these words. Let me share a little snippet with you. The barrow hangs low, making it an easy scrape. No way to drown out the misery, thus you get all you can take. Trying not to relate, for I dare not bring myself to a lower state. You know, I was gonna continue, but I thought, man, so much happening, so much I'm positive about, and, you know, I don't believe in sharing things until I know it's for certain. So, for the most part, sometimes that's what I like to just see happen first, or know that there's no going back before I take it there, you know, to say that, oh man, this is where I'm at, or this is basically what's happening, etc., etc. But despite everything, I think it's, whether it's good or bad where you are, I think it's important to have a great attitude. Be in a state of applied belief, and I just say that because it's not all, you're not always gonna have the good days. Some days are gonna be dire, ridiculous, and you're gonna be like, well, why am I doing this? Why am I going through all this? But you know, and that's where applied belief comes into play. But obviously this is all dependent on you actually doing what you're supposed to do in terms of like your path, and just grinding, not against the grain, but I suppose in a sense there's always going to be a sense of inertia, but you know, if you do it right, it all comes back to you the other way. You know, when you think about it, you know, there's always inertia to go up the hill. But what do you find up the hill? The path that leads down the hill. And so you end up in a place where, man, little to no resistance. And there you find solace. I just wanted to say that. But let me get back to what I was about to read. Just a few words, by the way, The barrels hang low, making it an easy scrape. No way to drown out the misery, thus you get all you can take. Buffoonery has an extra vibration to its laughter rate. Trying not to relate, for I dare not bring myself to a lower state. The cerebral, telling my sinus to respond in kind, but maybe at a later date. Where the defects of the crabs may not be privy to our clearful faith. Implementing screening for the mental sake, thus when I sneeze, there is no need for the mistrust of actions my digestive make. Soothing with illusion, except on knowing how long it fake. Until I'm writhing in the tithing while my demising envelops in crates, causing the devising of my worst takes. I think we relate. And for me, you know, that's pretty much it, folks. But I think for me, I got to this, I read this paragraph of something I wanted to share today, and I was just like, you know what, this just tells a story. And what I mean by story in the story is there's a lesson. And it just put me in a space where I'm just like, oh man, I think by itself, this is kind of like quite powerful. And I didn't necessarily need to go any further. And I think, like I said, I hope everybody can take something from this. But, you know, apart from, you know, what your interpretation is, which is quite obvious because I'm sure you're thinking it right now while you're listening to this. I'm sure you're asking yourself, Alex, what's your take? What's your take, Alex? Well, I'm glad you asked. But before I go there, questions. I guess I would say my first question. What's your take on credibility? Does it mean something to you? You know, a wishful thinking world would be like, oh man, everybody, you know, values credibility and have a sense of what reputation, almost like a level of compass, reputational compass, in a sense, which is next to moral compass, I would imagine. And so in that sense, it's almost like you have an awareness of your reputation. And what does that mean for you? And you know, I think, of course, if it means nothing to you, it's kind of like, well, there's no need us even having this conversation. But but at the same time, it's kind of like, if there's relevance, then it brings us back to my next question. In your surroundings, in your friendship group, etc., does your word carry weight? Does your word carry weight? And if it does it make you feel a type of way? And if it don't, the same question. Do you even care? You know, do you get upset or does it shift your universe in a sense when somebody maybe come at you in a sense where like, oh man, your word don't mean anything? Does that make you feel a type of way? Now, obviously, that depends on the person, but we're talking about somebody that perhaps you value their opinion. Let's go with that, because, you know, people outside of that realm, it's kind of like, give and take. Or you'd be like, oh, I can live with that. You know, that type of thing. But at the same time, now it's kind of like to somebody that you look up to. Elder, older, whichever way works for you. And they, you know, they have your best interests at heart. What do you, how would you feel if they said, yeah, like, I got his back, but he's just, I can't believe a word he says, you know, because your word don't carry weight. Just a question. Do you live by a code? Does that mean something to you? Do you have a code you live by? And if you were to kind of tread carefully, or like a certain line, I guess that's another thing. Like, is there a line that you wouldn't cross? A line that you wouldn't cross. And do you get a sense of like, oof, you know, awareness when you know you're treading close to that point of no return, in a sense. You know, it's interesting. I'm gonna use I'm gonna go out on the cell here. But you know, when you think about, because you know, I pay attention to things I'm going to mention in terms of like, oh man, comics and stuff like that. And you know, Batman comes to my mind as I'm saying all these things, and I'm just like, man, as vigilant like and enforcer like as Batman was, the way I see it is almost like that guy, he's always had a cold, you know. He's always had a cold. And I guess maybe when I was younger, it never really made sense. And maybe there wasn't much relevance to it at the time, because at the time you just like,
it's 17 hours.
At the time you were just like, oh, Batman's Batman, man. He's gonna do what he's got to do. And you know, whatever, at that age, it's kind of like, you know, whatever Batman decides, it's kind of like, well, he's the guy and he knows what's right, he knows what he's doing. Who am I to second guess Batman anyway, kind of thing. In the terms of like, just the spirit of the thing, spirit of the creation that they did, and the energy from, you know, being about that space, not being real, obviously, just, but you know, but I say, if I was to transfer it to myself now, I guess in a way where perhaps people could relate even more. As you know, when it comes to speaking of, well, let's just put it like this. As you know, one of the code I live by when it comes to, if you've been following consistently what I create on here, is honesty. Honesty. Got to be real with yourself before anything, right? Especially when it comes to creating, when it comes to, well, for me, writing what I write. That goes for anything within the realm of creativity, or whether we're talking imaginary in terms of metaphors or similes, there is always a form, if not a tinge, of candid within the lines I create, you could say. I like how that sounds. But again, you know, that's pretty much the way I go about it. You know, for me, I guess maybe it's a profound thing, you know. And you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I kind of perhaps think about a lot, Because, you know, sometimes I'll be there and I'm writing, I'm just like, let me take a step back. Like, you know, am I being objective with it? Am I telling it like it is? And I guess I always end up saying, you know what? If it's not right, then we do it again. But at the same time, it's kind of like, it's confirmed sometimes when it may not be like a performance thing where I'm on stage, but when I'm reciting it, I get into this space and I'm just like, I could feel it, you know? And perhaps that in itself could be argued that is subjective, but art is subjective and it is somewhat based on my experience. So to a degree, subjectivity in this situation is a preface that is somewhat still relevant, you know. Now, of course, you know, I also said logic and compulsion, so it better make sense. It better make sense, you know. So that's kind of like my take on that. The other thing I would say is, are you an old soul? You know, when I think, I would remember being one of those person that was described as an old soul. Why do I mention that? It speaks to the point of my life where I am now. And I would think about certain things that was, or a time period. And of course, it does not feel like a small at the time, it didn't seem like a small situation or a small time in my life. It was almost like, you know, these times where you think like, this is all you have kind of thing, or this is a big situation for you at the time. You know, as you mature, things get smaller when you look back. But in hindsight, in comparison to someone that is between 40 and 60, because I believe that is when true and unfiltered wisdom really show itself. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't believe I have wisdom. I'm not saying I don't have, you know, I'm not saying I believe I have no wisdom or anything like that. But at this point of my life, I'm also aware that there are not a lot of people my age, or should I say majority, that likes to think, for one. I mean, thinking is one thing. We're not even going to go into reading. Like, sometimes it feels like, you know, reading should be a majority, but, you know, one could argue it's a minority these days, the amount of people that read. And so, you know, I'm also aware that me personally, I'm trying to, or what it should be, as well as what I prefer it to be, but also what it should be. We're supposed to be seeking wisdom, coming to a path. To the point, it means, well, this is the risk of it. Social detriment. Now, I don't mean you're antisocial, but I mean, like, sometimes you might not get to the club. I just had to put it like that. I just had to say it like that. But, you know, sometimes you might not get to the club because you have important commitments, or your commitments to yourself or your journey or what you're trying to create, it comes first. It comes before that. Not that you don't ever get to be social, but you know, these things are few and far in between if you're doing what you're supposed to do. And I say that to say that what I do take very serious, as I'm sure you know at this stage, but beyond that, I am committed to lessons and growth that I consider perks of taking the journey in the first place. Now, it's not, you know, these are not things that you look for, but if you do it right, these are things that you gain along the way. I read this quote the other day, and it was basically saying, you know, before, you know, richness of self or richness of finance, etc., you have to provide, you have to be somebody that is of service, and then comes, you know, the richness, whether it's of self or finance afterwards. So I guess the question is, how many of you are providing a service for somebody? You know, are you somebody that's of the people, or of a person? You know, and if you're not, I would advise you to try it. Have a think about that one. But in essence, I believe my idea that I want people to take from this podcast today is, don't be afraid to stand for something. Don't be afraid to stand for something. Because, and ultimately, if you don't stand for something, ultimately, if you stand for nothing, by default, that means you fall for anything, you know? That's a very important piece of the puzzle that one may be prone to fail to ponder on. You've got to stand for something. And if you stand for nothing, you're prone to fall for anything. Also, commit to what is your calling in life. I think it will bring riches that most will fail to fathom in the absence of experience behind commitment of what I'm speaking. And so, this is where this piece have led me today, and I think it's only fair, you know, I share my experience and my expression of where I am and how I see it. So I hope it makes sense. I hope people kind of understand where I'm coming from. But hey, that's just me, you know. It's just me. Dropping my 2 pence on the subject. What say you? You're always open to give your take, and you know, share open dialogue in the discussion by commenting, or just even if just liking what we're speaking about. As always, appreciate everybody tuning in, and thanks for coming through to hear another verse of the sermon that is Alex Murdoch and his poetry. Thanks to everyone. And we shall continue this journey another time. Take care. And be well, as they say, and speak soon. Thank you.